From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's political crisis deepens. The Speaker of the lower house of Congress invalidated a vote last month that launched the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. Interim Speaker Valdir Maranhão said the new vote should be taken on whether to impeach the 68-year-old leader. It's not clear why he annulled the vote. The action came as the Brazilian Senate prepared to vote this week on whether to suspend Ms. Rousseff from office while an impeachment trial is held. A Mexican judge has ruled that drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to face charges in the United States. Mexico's federal court authority announced the approval of the extradition request Monday, but the final decision lies with a foreign ministry. A tough-talking mayor from the southern Philippines is well ahead in the country's presidential race, according to unofficial vote tallies. The latest returns indicate that Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte's vote count is almost double that of the next highest contender, former Interior Secretary Mar Roxas.
Iginagalang ko.
Philippine Senator Grace Poe, who had until just 2 weeks ago consistently traded for the top spot with Duterte in national surveys, conceded late Monday night after she fell to third place in the unofficial count. An alliance backing mainstream candidates is claiming victory in Lebanon's first round of local elections. Members of the Beirut List, an alliance backed by former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and other senior politicians, announced they had won all 24 seats in the Beirut municipality. Municipal elections were held in Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. This is VOA News. Officials of the United States and Russia say fighting in Syria between government forces and rebels has been reduced in the regions of North Latakia and East Ghouta. Those areas are part of localized ceasefires brokered by the two countries in April. In a joint statement, the two countries said several other areas are still plagued by violence. A British reporter was ordered by state authorities to leave North Korea, Rupert Wingfield Hayes, along with his BBC producer and cameraman, were detained Friday at the Pyongyang airport as they tried to leave the country. The BBC says Wingfield Hayes had recently been detained for allegedly insulting the dignity of the country in the run-up to the recent party Congress. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Britain would raise the risk of war if it chooses to leave the European Union. Mr. Cameron gave a speech Monday on national security. He said isolationism has never served the country well. He also warned of potentially devastating economic consequences if Britain chooses to leave the EU. Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann abruptly resigned Monday, 2 weeks after his left-center Social Democratic Party's presidential nominee was defeated in first-round elections by an anti-immigration candidate. He said he no longer had the strong backing of his party. It was not immediately clear who will succeed him. Michel Platini will resign as president of UEFA, the European football governing body. His resignation comes after the Court of Arbitration for Sport failed to overturn his ban. Mathieu Riebe is general secretary of the CAS.
In the arbitration between Michel Platini and FIFA, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has decided to partially uphold the appeal of Michel Platini and to lower his suspension from 6 to 4 years. The fine is also reduced from 80,000 to 60,000 Swiss francs.
A court found Platini guilty of receiving a suspect payment of $2 million from FIFA for working as an advisor to former FIFA president Sepp Blatter. Blatter resigned from his post as world football's football governing body head in 2015 amid an ongoing corruption scandal. According to Platini, the verdict is a profound injustice, and he will look to pursue the case in a Swiss court in an effort to preserve his legacy. The trial of an Israeli soldier accused of killing a wounded Palestinian assailant has opened at a military court near Tel Aviv. 19-year-old Elor Azaria faces charges of manslaughter and inappropriate conduct in the March 24th shooting. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.